When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome in to another edition of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Thanks so much for hanging out with me here today. Our episode brought to you by my audio production business, AuthenticAudioPro.com. I was looking up prices the other day just to see how much does it cost if your small business owner says, hey, I want to make a radio ad. I want to make an ad for a podcast. That just to make it, not even to partner with a media conglomerate to actually distribute that ad, but just to create the 30 second or 60 second ad itself, that would run you from $1,000 to about $2,500. That is ridiculous. I've been in the sports media business for the last 12 years. I know how to do this stuff and to do it effectively and professionally, and would never charge anyone that much for one single ad. So hit me up at Brandon Kravitz. You can find me on social, KravitzB@yahoo.com. If you want to shoot me an email, and we'll get set up. AuthenticAudioPro.com if you want to check out the website. It's more than just commercial ads. It can also produce a podcast for you, but I just thought I'd get that out there. I thought that that was absolutely crazy. And this is my way of creating an extra revenue stream for myself, but also helping out small businesses along the way. So we've officially hit the dog days of summer. Greg Rhodes, shout out to him for a great Thursday episode. He went down the full list of things that Orlando sports fans can do as the summer approaches. You know, we're at this point in the year where we don't even have NBA games or NHL games every single night. There was a day, I think it might have been on Monday, when I had absolutely nothing going on. I didn't even realize there was a game 7 in the NHL. The Western Conference has sort of eluded me so far. I'm not the biggest hockey fan in the world, but man, this time of year is it's the first little patch we've hit. You go from football season into the start of baseball, into March Madness, conference tournament play. The NBA is still going on. It just feels like you're getting hit from every direction, and now things are starting to slow down. And for people in this town that love to go to sporting events, your options for that are dwindling as well. UCF baseball is wrapping up. They're in the Big 12 tournament right now as we speak. But there are still things to do. So Greg did a really good job detailing all of that. Orlando City, of course, one of them. Orlando Pride and how well they've been playing. And the list actually goes deeper than that, which is why I love Greg's episodes every single week, because I learned something from him. I've got my head so deep into what I perceive to be the biggest sports stories, I miss all this cool little stuff. And Greg does a really good job of detailing that for us. So with the dog days of summer coming up, or maybe we're already here, I guess it depends on how you want to label that. my annual beach trip is coming up as well. So I have, ever since I started dating my now wife, been doing this probably for the last 10 years, which is kind of crazy to think. She's been going on this beach trip with her family her entire life. I just started within the last decade. Don't quote me on that timeline, but it's in that range. Just started tagging along, and we're headed out to the west coast of Florida. Really excited to spend the week, feet in the sand, kid playing in the water, and you know, drinking by noon, all of that good stuff. So it's always a great time for me to reset. I look at New Year's as the reset, like in a very cliche way, make resolutions, think about what I want to accomplish and what I want to do for the upcoming year. I use this as like the halftime show, where I'm just kind of kicking back and chilling and reassessing how everything is going and what I want to close out with. So it's an important time of the year for me. And it happens to coincide with there not being a lot going on. So I told all of you last week that the Magic episodes were going to start to wrap up. Well, that is going to happen, not today. So I'm not quite ready to quit the Magic fix here on our Friday Zoneheads Orlando episode, but a little bit of news in the NBA, and then I want to give you a little, not a sneak peek, but a peek back at an interview that I had with Kevin Clark, Orlando Magic super fan, right before the NBA playoffs started. This was somebody that I ran into at the NFL owners meetings. Really cool guy, and he loves the Orlando Magic, loves the Orlando sports scene, and so we talked about that, where his fandom came from, and all of that. And you can also listen to how wrong we were about our Magic Cavs prediction. All NBA rosters were announced. We got no Paolo, no Franz, no surprise, but we will get there. And before you get too upset about it, I'll run down the list. Hard to fit them in when you've got heavy hitters like this. The first team is Giannis, Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jokic, and Jason Tatum. I'd put that starting five up against anybody. Jalen Brunson, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Kawhi Leonard make up the second team. And then the third team is kind of like the Pacers-Kings trade combined with the legends of the NBA. You've got LeBron and Steph in there, Tyrese Halliburton, Domantas Sabonis, and then we'll throw Devin Booker in there as well. So those guys all made All-NBA. Congrats to them. Victor Wembanyama, some people thought was going to make it in there, did not. When you look at the guys that did make it, hard to get there with him. I think he was close, and the fact that he was even borderline is awfully impressive. Paolo made his first All-Star game. I wouldn't have had him as an All-NBA guy. I just don't think he's quite there yet. We haven't seen the consistent dominant performances that are going to get you there. And Franz didn't even make the All-Star team, so I don't think he was in consideration. But shout out to Jalen Suggs, all defensive second team. So you're starting to see this team get a little bit of recognition, and I think that's only going to hit another gear next year. I did want to mention that I'm looking at the four teams that are left in the NBA playoffs, and I found a through line that I think is quite telling when talking about roster construction in the NBA. So these two things sort of tie in together. Mike Gennetti of SpotTrack.com, he put out a list of the top 15 paid players per year this season in the NBA. The top 15, and only one of them made it to the final four. So only one of those players play for the Timberwolves, Mavericks, Celtics, or Pacers. And it's Rudy Gobert at $41 million a year, which I would not have been able to guess that had I not seen the list. But you've got names like Curry, Ron, Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Dame, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. I think what you're seeing right now is the NBA go through a stage of transition where these top paid guys, the top stars, these are all the top stars in the NBA. These guys are starting to age out a little bit. Health has played a factor in with some of these players, Giannis and Joel Embiid, who are on this list. So age and health. And I think what you've also seen is that over the years in the LeBron era, it was the cool thing to do was to find a fellow legend in the game and team up with them. And they've put together so many great years of NBA service that they end up getting these monster contracts. Well, what happens when you have two players that play together that take up over 50% of your salary cap and they start to age out just a little bit? All these guys are still really good, but they're not as good as they once were, and they're not as good as the guys that are currently in their prime, like Tatum and Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns. There's just a freshness to those players. So you've got older players that chose to team up that wreck salary caps, and now they're starting to get older. What also is impacted by this, and this is where the Magic do come into play here, is that when you pay older players that much and you pay two or three guys as much as the teams like the Lakers and the Suns are doing, you leave no room to have a good bench. And one of the things that we have seen in the playoffs is that the better benches have been making it further. The Indiana Pacers lead the league in terms of teams that made it to the playoffs and their production in the postseason. The Pacers lead all playoff teams in points per game off the bench with 33. The Minnesota Timberwolves are number four with 25. The Dallas Mavericks were number five with 23. And the Boston Celtics are the only team that ranks outside of the top five of the four teams remaining in terms of points per game off the bench. Your full roster matters now more than it ever has. Every team has guys they feel great about at the top. But who else is helping? What's that complimentary cast look like? And I think bench scoring helps to tell that story a little bit. Here's where this is a really good sign for the Orlando Magic, is that they are number two on this list. And they only played one playoff series, but 28 points per game off the bench for the Magic in the playoffs. That's number two only to the Indiana Pacers. So in terms of roster construction and build, I do think this tells you that the Magic are in a good spot. You might not want to see them shake up that roster too much. I think the final four for this league between the Pacers, Celtics in the East, the Timberwolves and the Mavs in the West, it's great for the league. Maybe not right now, but I do think that this benefits long-term. The NBA is no longer a league of the obvious. We're seeing some of the unpredictability in the NBA that we love in other sports. We get that in baseball. We definitely get that in the NFL. Don't get it as much in college, but I think college football fans sort of have come to terms with that a long while ago. The Celtics are the only team left that feels super obvious. And I think this is also great for the Orlando Magic, because in the past, you had to do what the Celtics are doing in order to win a championship. You had to be there knocking on the door. Look at the Miami Heat, even the Heat with the big three, with Wade, LeBron, and Bosch. They didn't win right away. They had to knock at the door for a minute. Michael Jordan, go back to the start of his career. He didn't just start winning championships right away. He had to go and fail in the playoffs, and then had to go up against the bad boy Pistons and figure out how to get past Boston. And he had to knock at the door year after year in order to eventually break it down. And right now what we're seeing with Minnesota and Dallas and Indiana, these teams, Minnesota was a first-round exit last year. The Mavs didn't make the playoffs last year, and the Pacers didn't make the playoffs last year. So you're able to turn things around a little bit quicker than maybe you were in the past. All right, we're going to take a quick pause in the action, and then my interview, my conversation with Orlando Magic superfan Kevin Clark from just a couple of weeks back. Stay tuned. Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com. Magic superfan and host of This Is Football for ESPN, the uber-talented Kevin Clark. Kevin, thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming through for us. Welcome back to sunny Orlando.
What's going on, guys? I could not let playoff weekend pass without an appearance on this show. I saw you at the NFL owners meeting a couple weeks ago. We talked. I was extremely busy then doing coaches and GMs and stuff like that, but like I knew we had a date and it had to be leading into this weekend.
Man, I've seen the videos you've been putting out. You're still cranking out content from NFL owners meetings. How much of a gold mine is that for somebody in a position like you're in?
Well, they're just more relaxed. And, like, the combine is like that, too, where you have 8 months until actual games are played. And so it's just a completely different atmosphere. And so you talk to Matt LaFleur, you talk to Dan Quinn, you talk to Brian Callahan, all these guys, and they're wearing Hawaiian shirts. I mean, you saw it. They're just kind of hanging out. Nobody's in their bunker coming up with man coverage speakers. And so, sorry, that's my son being extremely loud if you hear it. He's excited about the Magic. He's literally playing, by the way, with a stuffed Orlando Magic plush toy right now. But I think generally it's a gold mine because these guys are just in a different element. And I think that's the most important thing.
It's sort of ironic because my son is 4 years old. He's never been up to the studio when I'm doing a show. And my wife says that she wanted to stop by today. And so he might be here in like 20 minutes as we wrap up the show. And I have no idea how that's going to go. Now I'm getting a taste of what that's going to sound like. So there could be a lot of that.
He's the best baby on planet Earth. And literally I was like, oh, I can just start a call. It'll be totally fine. Now he's the loudest he's ever been. So that's if anybody's not a father, this is how it goes.
All right, let's tap into just a touch of background here so people understand where you're coming from. When were you here, and where did you grow up in the Orlando area?
I grew up in downtown, went to Boone High School. I grew up about a mile away from the arena, where the arena is now, kind of Lake Eola area, Lake Davis, Lake Eola area. In love with the Magic from the time the Magic existed. I kind of grew up with them. One of my first memories was Shaq being drafted with the lottery, and kind of understanding. I learned what the lottery was and probably what the draft was from that process when Shaq was there. And so if anybody doesn't remember, like Reggie Theus was the kind of the pseudo star before that. Obviously Scott Skiles, Nick Anderson. It was just a different era. And so I just fell in love with that team. I learned so much about sports and basketball through those teams, kind of the 90, I would say, to 95 teams. And then, the second wave, the 2009 team, was probably my favorite team ever because I was old enough to appreciate it. And I always laugh because like, there was a Tyra Banks, Lil Penny Super Bowl commercial that was filmed probably, I don't know, 7 blocks from my house. And I remember thinking, like, oh, this is normal. This is what happens. And then you get older and you're like, wait, this was the weirdest thing that's ever happened. This small little town, which Orlando was back then, got this NBA team, got two global superstars, made the finals, added Horace Grant. It was a miracle. It was a sports miracle. And I don't think there was enough appreciation of that. But the 09 team, when I was in college, that completely changed everything because I was just old enough to appreciate it, old enough to go with my friends, old enough to drink at the games. That team still holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I mean, that to be a kid in the 90s, I was in South Florida, so I was kind of like following what the Magic were doing. I, like any other kid that grew up in the 90s, thought that Shaq and Penny and those jerseys were like the coolest things in the world, but I wasn't even here yet. So to live through that and to be downtown like you were, I can only imagine the fever pitch. One of the things that I appreciate about you as a Magic fan is that you will throw it in everywhere that you can. I see you mention Magic anytime you get an opportunity, even bringing it up with Travis Kelce. When did you do that, and how was that received on his end? Because he's an Ohio guy, yeah. So this is people yeah. might not realize this is kind of like an anti-Travis Kelce series.
So that clip was going around this week. Yahoo Sports clipped it because Kelce had said that the Magic were what stood between what everybody wanted, which was LeBron versus Kobe, which I've heard a million times. I've always cast doubt on that. Like, if it was really that special, LeBron could have beaten the Magic that year, okay? But anyway, long story short is that what we were talking about was that because Joe Burrow, that was at the Super Bowl when Joe Burrow was about to play. And if you look at a lot of Joe Burrow's old tweets, they're all Cavs tweets from around that era. And so I literally brought up that series because I believe Joe Burrow had tweeted about that series. I think he said something disparaging about a Magic player. I forget what it was. And so Kelce, I didn't even know. I knew he was a Cavs fan, but I didn't know he was such an anti-Magic guy. And so he's on my show, and I mentioned Joe Burrow's old tweets, and he was like, oh, don't even get me started on the Magic. And then we just go from there. And so we had a ball talking about it. And it's funny because he actually came on my show about a year ago again, and we had a similar discussion about that, and maybe softened a little bit on the Magic. But I like these guys. They're just like us. They're sports fans, and so they have, especially when you're Travis Kelce, you're growing up in Ohio, you're a young guy. He probably was in, I don't even know, was he in college or high school at that point? And so, you know, they have the same kind of affinities that we do, and you can always connect with them, whether that's on their NBA team growing up, whether that's on golf, whatever. Like, these guys who are playing sports are just sports fans. And you know, what's funny is that I actually love asking different guys in the pros if they're Magic fans, because I don't know. A lot of them aren't. Last year, I actually don't know the answer to this yet, but Matt Milano, who's from Orlando, I actually asked a Bills executive if he's a Magic fan, and they said, I don't think Matt Milano likes anything. And so that was the funny thing there, was that so I go around locker rooms asking if guys like Magic or not.
See, that's what we appreciate in this town. We're talking with Magic superfan from ESPN, Kevin Clark. You know, I hear from fans all the time. I try and tell them not to worry about it, but people are going to fret over what they fret over, that ESPN, your network, does not talk Magic basketball enough. Now, you would probably agree, but who do we need to talk to here, Kevin?
First of all, I've been on Zach Lowe's podcast like 5 times talking about the Magic. I'm happy to go into Seaport, where I do Around the Horn from once a week, and talk to people and say, we need to start covering the Magic more. I'm happy to do that. However, I always think, I say this with NBA, with NFL teams all the time, everybody's always a year late to this stuff. Always. And we're always late. Like, a good example is Jordan Love, right? I don't think anybody nationally, even still, understands how good Jordan Love was in the latter half of last year. And it's going to take a full season of off-season hype. It's going to take training camp stories. It's going to take him doing different media hits over the next couple of months. It's just a completely different thing. And so I'm not one to stick up for media all the time, but what I will say is that generally, it's going to take a winning a playoff series for them to get on constant rotation on PTI and all that stuff. It's going to take national relevance. And remember, the 09 team, you know, the year before they beat the Raptors in the first round, then they beat the Pistons, they lose the Pistons. And then the next year they had that run. I don't think America was ready for that run. As Nike was doing LeBron Kobe commercials. And so it's going to take, and Woody Page got on me, I don't know if you saw this a couple weeks ago, for saying we when I talked about the Magic on ESPN, but we can force that conversation. And there's a lot of teams, including the Cavs, who feel wronged by the national media. There's a way to change that. I mean, I don't think the Denver Nuggets are a team that many people love talking about before they force the hand. And so I'm not involved in the editorial process at all at ESPN, but what I will say is they will talk about teams that are winning.
You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Woody Page, because he reached out to me a couple of months ago. I don't know if somebody had, like, hacked his account or something, but he reached out and said that when he's in Orlando, he loves listening to this show. And it was the coolest thing to hear that. So now you've been on the show, and he listens to the show. So we almost have, now we just need to get Tony Reale or something. We almost have full Around the Horn representation. But I understand why you wouldn't just, you know, you can't just talk Magic basketball. You'll have your score sort of taken away from you.
Absolutely. But I will say, Tony made a joke that is now dated, because I was extremely worried that, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, that the Magic were going to play the Knicks, because you could not keep me out of MSG if the Magic were playing 30 minutes from my house, but that'd be very expensive. And I was making bankruptcy jokes all week about how expensive it was going to be for me to go to 4 games in the Garden if that ended up being the case, and the Magic went to 7 games with the Knicks. That would have been a very, very expensive April for me.
How do you like our chances in this series?
I don't know. I don't know what – I'm going to be optimistic. I'll pick the Magic. I actually said Magic in 6 on ESPN the other day. The Cavs are really good, and they have genuine depth. But I think it's similar to the Magic. It's what version of this team are we going to see? The Magic were in free fall a little bit a week ago, and then they right the ship. I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they were extremely worried we were going to end up in the play-in game just a few days ago. And obviously – but thankfully we avoided that. But the Cavs had stretches for the season where they had really special depth, where guys took over just like us. where guys took over entire games and had three or four game stretches. They were like a star. And so it's a very similar profile of a team that has had peaks and valleys. And I think Jonathan Isaac's going to be massive. I was just reading Orlando Magic Daily this morning talking about how basically, you know, just get ready to have to see a bunch of Jonathan Isaac minutes, especially with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. I'm hoping efficient series from Paolo, Jonathan Isaac kind of establishing himself. Again, you want to talk about national media being late on folks. I don't think we're talking nearly enough about how good Jonathan Isaac is. And that's something that could be established nationally as a storyline if he has a good playoffs. And so I'm picking the Magic in six. Both teams have had a couple of different versions of themselves this season, so it gives me a little bit of pause.
Kevin Clark, Magic Superfan, I really appreciate the time that you've given us. He's the host of This Is Football for Omaha Productions and ESPN at By Kevin Clark, if you want to find him on Twitter. Thanks so much, Kevin. Enjoy the series. Feel free to call in anytime. We'll leave the hotline open for you.
I'll say this. I can't come. I'm on daddy duty this weekend and next week, so I can't come to Orlando. I will see everybody in Boston for round two.
That is what I'm talking about. Wait, before you hang up, we got to take you out with something. Ready? Go ahead. Here we go. All right. You helped bring it back, man. We appreciate it. It's been the calling card this year.
It came back because I was going to a wedding in L.A. of an old Orlando friend, and I wanted to make him laugh, so I made a video, put it on Twitter, and the next game, the Magic played it. So, accidents of history.
You're a part of their history, man. Thanks so much, Kevin. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate you, man.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold wave filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.